Okay, we're starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Kol Chayav Krisos Shalaku. Anytime someone's Chayav Kares and they get Malkus, Nifturi Yudei Krisasam. If they actually got whipped in Beis Din, they are now putter from their Kares. They get off the hook from their Kares. Did we ever discuss how they gave Smicha 500 years ago and what the motivation was for the people who wanted Smicha? You never spoke about that? So you know how we don't have Smicha anymore? So there was a movement to reinstitute smicha because people felt that they had done things that we did speak about it, right? They felt that they had done things they were chayav kares for, and they wanted to get malkus. Why did they want to get malkus? Because they thought if they can get malkus, they can get out of kares. So it was worth it for them. So that's based on this Mishnah. Anyone who's chayav kares and gets malkus is now off the hook from the kares. Shenemar v'nikla achicha leinecha. That's what the pasuk says in the context of malkus. What it's telling me is kishelaka hareu kachicha. When he gets malkus, he now goes back to being your brother. When someone's chayav kares, he's like cut off from the Jewish people. Once he gets malkus, now he goes back to being one of us. Divrei Rabbi Hanani ben Gamliel. That's Rabbi Hanani ben Gamliel says. Now make that main point number five on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. So what's main point number five? You tell me. What did we just say? Naskila, Kares. If you get Malkus, you're off the hook for Kares. That's main point number five. Very straightforward. Now the Mishnah is going to have four Agadic teachings. Not Halachos, but four teachings that are like Hashkafa and interesting and Agada, what we would call Agada. So it says the Mishnah, number one, Vam Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel. Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel says, Ma'im ha'over avera achas, no tel nafsho aleha. If a guy who violates one Avera could lose his life because of that Avera, I mean, you could be Chayiv Kares for doing an Avera, a single Avera. Ha'osa mitzvah achas. So when you think about it, can you imagine when one does a single mitzvah, ha'osa mitzvah achas, al achas kama v'kama, shetinasin lo nafsho. So all the more so that he's given life. If a person could lose his life for one Avera, and we know that God is more quick to reward than he is to punish, and he rewards in a more broad and impactful way than he punishes. So can you imagine the great schar you get for doing a mitzvah? Second important teaching, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mimakoma Hulamad. We can learn this from the Pesukim itself. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'nichrasu anafashos ha'osos, someone gets kares, V'omer, and the Pasuk says, now in the top of Chokim Lamebez, Asher yaseh osam ha'adam v'chay behem, that a person does them and lives by them. What do you see? Hakol ha-yoshev v'lo avar avera. Anyone who just sits still and doesn't violate an avera, nos noschar kosa mitzvah. He gets rewarded as if he did a mitzvah. So second very positive, empowering message that the Mishnah says, that even if you're not doing anything positive, you're just not doing any of the averos, you're rewarded as if you're doing a mitzvah. Teaching number three. Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi Omer, Hareyu Omer, the Pasuk says, Rak chazak levilti achol hadam, ki adam hu anefesh, that we should strengthen ourselves, levilti achol hadam. What does that mean? I'm not going to say it, you better figure that out. Levilti achol hadam. Don't eat blood, exactly. Why? Because the blood is the soul. Ma umayim hadam, shenafsho shaladam katsami menu. If blood, which people are typically disgusted by, if you go to someone's house and they say, oh, here's blood soup, you'd be like, oh, no thanks, I'll wait for the next course or maybe eat somewhere else. So if blood, which people are typically disgusted by, haporish mimenu mekabel schar, you still get reward for not doing it, gezel va'arayos, stealing and sexual immorality, shenafsho shaladam misavalehen, where people have a real taiva for, people have a real desire for these things, umachmadasan, and you desire them, haporish mehen, if you stay away from those things, alachas kama v'kama, all the more so, sheyiske lo uludoroso v'ludoros doroso v'atsov kaladoros, that you'll merit, and your children will merit, and generations after you will merit, if you manage to stay away from stealing and from arayos. Teaching number four now. Number four. Rabbi Hanani ben Akashi Omer. Rabbi Hanani ben Akashi says, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot as Yisrael Hashem wanted to give merit to the Jewish people. Lefichach hirbalem Torah mitzvos. Therefore, what did he do for us? He gave us a lot of Torah mitzvos. Shnemar, Hashem chafetz leman tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Adir. Hashem wanted us to be tzaddikim. He wanted us to be righteous. So therefore, He made a very big Torah. So we have so many mitzvot that we're able to do. So main point number one over here, four teachings of the Mishnah. A, B, C, and D. What's A? What are the four teachings of the Mishnah? Let's go, quick, one after the other. Four teachings of the Mishnah. What are you doing? Come on, let's go. Four teachings of the Mishnah. Good. You get rewarded as for refraining from an avera like you did a mitzvah. B. Well, that was really A. I mean, that was really B. A was really, I guess, we're given life for doing mitzvos, meaning if life is taken for doing averos, then we are given life for doing mitzvos. Hashem is right. C is if we even get reward for mitzvahs that come naturally, like not eating blood. We even get rewarded for mitzvahs that come naturally that are, like not eating blood. And D, Hashem gives us lots and lots of mitzvahs. Why? So He can give us more reward, to give us extra zechuyos. Okay, we'll go over that again later. We got to get moving here. Amr is taking way too long. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Chalukin alav chaverav al Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel's friends disagreed with him. His colleagues disagreed with him. Amr Rav Adabar Av, why? What did Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel said? He was the one at the very beginning of the Mishnah that said that if you get Malkus, you're off the hook from Kares. So not everyone agreed to that. Amr Rav Adabar Av, Amri Bey Rav, Taninon, we learned, Ein bein Shabbos liyom HaKippurim el shezez dono b'day adam v'zez dono b'kareis. The only difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur is that on Shabbos, if you violate b'mezid, you get what? Skila. Yom Kippur, you violate b'mezid, you get kareis. V'yemisa. But if Shabbos and Yom Kippur are really, if it's true that when you're chayiv kareis, you can get malchus instead. So sometimes you violate Yom Kippur, and who punishes you? Based in. So EDV EDI Bidei Adam Hu. Doesn't it mean therefore that both are Bidei Adam? Both Shabbos you get punished Bidei Adam and Yom Kippur you get punished Bidei Adam because you can get Malkus. So the Gemara is going to give two answers. Answer number one, Rav Nachman Omer Hamani Rabbi Yitzchak Hi. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak. Damar Malkus Bechevi Krisos Lecha. Rabbi Yitzchak happens to hold that you don't get Malkus when you're Chayiv Kares. It's a Machlokas. Detanya Rabbi Yitzchak Omer. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Chayiv Krisos Bechlal Hayu. Chayavi krisos are already included in the general category of all of the arayos. V'lama yatzis kareis ba'achoso. Why does it have to say specifically when you sleep with your sister that you chayav kareis? We already know you chayav kareis for all the arayos. What do I mean by arayos? What are arayos? Good, forbidden sexual relations. So why does it have to say specifically by your sister? Lodono b'kareis v'lo b'malkus. To tell me that for your sister, to tell me that for all these arayos you get kareis, but not Malkus. That Malkus is not something you get for Arayos. That's one opinion. Second answer, the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Teim Rabbanan. It could even be assuming like the Rabbanan. We could even be assuming that you might get Malkus for Yom Kippur. And we still call Yom Kippur something that's punished by Hashem. Why? Why would we call something that's punished by Hashem if you might get Malkus for it also? Because what's the real punishment of Yom Kippur? What's the primary punishment of Yom Kippur? It's Kares. And who gives you Kares? Hashem. So Zet Ikers dono bidei adam. That Shabbos, the main punishment is given by people. Vizet Ikers dono bidei shemayim. By Yom Kippur, the main punishment is given by Hashem. Amarav adabarava, amarav, halacha Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. We pass like Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel that if you're chayiv kares and get malchus, you're off the hook. Amarav Yosef. Man salik le'ela va'asava amar. He says, how could you say what the halacha is? You went up to Shemayim and asked and saw who was getting kares and who wasn't. You don't know unless you see the other side. You can't paskin something like that. You could paskin whether I'm allowed to do this on Shabbos or that on Shabbos. You can't paskin whether God's giving me kares or not. Amar le'abaya. Abaya says, oh yeah? El ahadam Rabbi Shub ben Levi. You know Rabbi Shub ben Levi taught us, shlosh advarim asu bezen shalmata v'eskimu bezen shalmaila al yadam. Rabbi Shub ben Levi once said that there were three things that were done by bezdin down here that the bezdin shalmaila agreed to. And how would he know that? Man salik le'ela v'asav amar. How would he know that? Who went up to the heavens to be able to tell him that? Ella, Kroyka Darshinan. We're able to figure this out by darshaning Psukim. Hachanami Kroyka Darshinan. We do know what's going on in heaven because God told us when he gave us the Torah. So all we have to do is look at the Torah and figure it out on our own. Main point number two. Even though some people would argue with this, we paskin that someone who gets Malkus is pater from Kares. So even though there's some argue, that's the Chiddush over here that we didn't see in the Mishnah, that some people argue and say that Malkus has nothing to do with Kares. So even though some people argue, we paskin that someone who gets Malkus is pater from Kares. Now we're going to go back to that statement we just said about three decisions that were made down here that God agreed to up above. Gufa, I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Shlosh Dvarim Asu Bezen Shalmata V'Skimu Bezen Shalmaila Al Yadam. There were three things that Bezen Shalmata did, but the Bezen Shalmaila agreed to. Elu Hein, and they are Mikra Megillah, the idea of reading Megillah, great idea. She'ela Shalom B'Shem, to greet someone using the name of Hashem. Shalom Aleichem, Shalom is one of the names of Hashem. We greet someone using the name of Hashem. V'Hava'as Meiser, and also the idea that we have to give Meiser, even not just from, the Torah only says you give Meiser from Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar, which means grain, oil, and wine. We give Meiser from apples and oranges and red peppers and yellow, right, from all the fruits and vegetables. That was a decision made down here in Bezen Shalmata, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought that was a great idea also. So now one by one. Mikra Megillah. How do I know that Mikra Megillah is something that the Bezen Shalmaila agreed to? D'chsiv, because the Pasuk says, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim. What does that phrase mean, Kimu v'kiblu? Kimu l'mala ma'ashe kiblu l'mata. It means that they approved of above what we were doing down here. When we made a decision at the end of the Purim story to read the Megillah, they approved of that decision up above. U'sheila shalom. Where do we find greeting someone with the name of Hashem is a powerful thing, and it's something that was agreed to by Bezen Shalmaila? Because the Pasuk says in Megillas Rus, V'inei Boaz Bami Beis Lechem, Boaz came from Beis Lechem, Vayomer Lekotzim, and he said to the Kotzim, to the harvesters, Hashem Imachem! So what did he do when he said Hashem Imachem? What was he doing? He was greeting them with Hashem's name. Va'omer, Hashem imach gibor achayil. So, and there's another pasuk that says, God should be with you, strong man. My va'omer, what's the va'omer? V'chitem a Boaz hu daven midaitei. The extra pasuk is there to teach me that if you think Boaz just decided this on his own, umi shamaya lo askimu al yado, and then in Shemayim they didn't agree with him, tashma, you should know, va'omer, there's a second pasuk, Hashem imcha gibor achayil. The second pasuk emphasizes that this wasn't just Boaz making a decision to use the name of Hashem in a greeting. Second pasuk emphasizes what? What? That Bezen Shalmaila agreed to it. That Hashem agreed to it. Third thing that we did down here, but Hashem agreed to. Hava'as Meiser. Bringing Meiser. What do you mean? It says in the Torah you bring Meiser. What was this third decision? Bring other stuff. Even other fruits and vegetables. Exactly. D'chsiv, because the Pasuk says, Haviu es kala Meiser al Beis HaOtzer, Vayitarev bebesi. You should bring the Meiser from all of your storehouses. Ubechanuni nabazos amar Hashem Tzavakos. You tested me with this, says God. I'm going to open up the windows of heaven and I'm going to give you brachos till it's not enough, till b'li dai. My ad b'li dai. What does b'li dai mean? It's not enough. Amar Rami Barav ad sheyivlo sifsosecha milomar dai. That Hashem is saying, I'm going to give you so much bracha, so many good things, that you're going to be saying, enough already, there's so much, I'm getting so much, and your lips are going to be worn out from saying dai. One of the major kashas that some of the Achronim ask, do you use your lips to say the word die? No, it's not one of the lip words. So it would take, your lips would never get worn out from saying die. Okay, kasha. So main point number three. Three places where Bezen Shalmaila agreed to Bezen Shalmata. Megillah. Number two. What's number two?
Saying Hashem's name.
Saying Hashem's name in greetings. And number three? Maaser on fruits and vegetables, exactly. Amar Rav Elazar, another list of three things. Begimel mekamos hofia ruach hakodesh bezino hofia ruach hakodesh. There are three places, three batei din actually, where there was an incredible sense of ruach hakodesh. Number one, bebezino shel shem, in the bezin of shem. Number two, bezino shel shmuel aramasi, the bezin of shmuel. And number three, Bezino Shel Shlomo, the Bezino of Shlomo HaMelech. So where did this happen? What happened in the Bezino of Shem? So the Gemara goes through one by one. Bezino Shel Shem Dechsev Vayakar Yehuda Vayomer Tzadka Mimeni. Yehuda sees the stuff that he gave to Tamar when he paid her for her services, and he says, oh my gosh, she's pregnant from me, she's righteous, I'm the one that messed up, in the story of Yehuda and Tamar. Do you guys know the story of Yehuda and Tamar? When I was in elementary school, I never learned it. I didn't learn it until I was about your age, so I don't assume that anybody knows it.
No.
Okay, we'll go over it. You're right, we'll go over it again later. But Yehuda, when he said she's more righteous than me, she's pregnant from me, so says Gemara Minayada, how would he know that she was pregnant from him necessarily? She was dressing up as a prostitute, or undressing up as a prostitute, and he slept with her. Maybe he wasn't the only one that availed himself of her services. Maybe other people used her services also. Maybe she's pregnant from one of them. How does he know that it's Mimeni, that it's from him? So Yatsa Baskal Vyamra, Mimeni Yasu Kavushin. A heavenly voice came out. That was the Ruach HaKodesh, and said, yeah, it's from Yehuda. It's all from Yehuda. Number two, Bebezino Shel Shmuel. Second time Ruach HaKodesh came up. In the Bezin of Shmuel, Dechsiv, Hineni Anuvi, when Klal Yisrael asked for a king, Shmuel got very insulted. And Shmuel said, whoa, I wasn't good enough for you. I didn't do enough for you. Did I take too much from you? What was the problem over here? Hine inuvi neged Hashem v'neged Meshicho. Eshor mila kachti. Whose ox did I ever take? Vayomru, and they said to him, lo ashaktan v'lo ritzosan. They tried to tell him, no, Shmuel, you did nothing wrong. It's just, we're ready for a king now. Vayomer eid Hashem v'eid Meshicho kilo matzasim biyadi mu'uma. Vayomer eid. That God should be my witness. I didn't take anything. Vayomer eid. And he said, witness. So what does it mean, he said? It should be they said, that everyone said, yeah, we know, you didn't take anything, we're all your eidim. Vayomer, that's singular. Vayomru mi bayile, it should have said that they all said, you're right, we agree. No, who's the vayomer? Yatzos bas kol viyamra. It was a heavenly voice that said, ani eid bedavar zeh. God said, I am your witness. That nothing, that you didn't take anything extra. So that's the second Beis Din where Ruach HaKodesh was significant. Third place, Bebezino Shel Shlomo. What's the famous story of Shlomo's wisdom, of the Solomonic wisdom of Shlomo? What? Well, that's when he offered him what he wanted and he asked for wisdom. The baby, right? Whose baby is this? And what does he say? Cut the baby in half. And right, if you don't know the story, we'll cover it. Okay, whoever you know it from. So the Solomonic wisdom of cutting the baby in half. So it says Gemara, that took Ruach HaKodesh. Tichsiv, Vayana Melech v'yomer tznu la seyal erachai, v'ameis lo temisuhu, hi imo. That Shlomo HaMelech says, the one that was said that she'd sooner give up the baby than cut the baby in half, give her the live baby, the dead baby goes to the other woman. Mina yada. How did Shlomo HaMelech know that that's necessarily true? Dimla Yaruma Miyarma. Maybe the woman saw where he was going with this plan, and she was wise enough to say, give the baby to the other woman, because she was trying to trick Shlomo into believing that she was the mother. So Yatsa Baskal Va'amra Hi Imo. The Baskal came out, a heavenly voice came out and said, no, that's the mother. So there was actually Ruach HaKodesh involved. Main point number four. Three places, three Batei Din where Ruach HaKodesh appeared. Give me one of them. Three Batei Din where Ruach HaKodesh appeared.
Shlomo.
Okay, that's the last one. Let's start with the first one.
With the guy with Tamar.
Good, you then Tamar. That's the first one. That's the first one, yeah. The second one is by Shmuel. Good. And third one, as Cement already said, by Shlomo. Good. Amar Rava. Says Rava, Mimai. How do we know this? Dilma Yehuda kiven dechashiv yarchiv yami v'esrami dechazinim mechaskinan dechazinim lo mechaskinan. How do we know that Yehuda only knew from Ruach HaKodesh that Tamar was impregnated by him? Maybe he just did the math and he said, "Well, I know I slept with her, and I know when she would be pregnant from me if, and I don't know that anyone else slept with her, so there's a good chance that it's from me." Maybe he just did it that way. Shmuel Nami, Kulu Yisrael Kari Lu B'Lashon Yechidi. And even the Pasuk by Shmuel, what was the proof from Shmuel that there was a Baskal involved? Because it said Vayomer instead of Vayomru. When the whole Jewish people says something, we often use the singular. Because the Jewish people are a single unit. So very often we're not going to say it in plural, we'll use the singular when it's the entire Jewish people. Dechsiv Yisrael No Shabbat Hashem, Nivash Shabbat Hashem. Shlomo Nami, by Shlomo also. Midahaka merachamta, v'haloma kamerachamta. Maybe Shlomo Melch figured it out now with the baskol, but seeing that one of them was having rachmanas and the other one wasn't having rachmanas on the baby. So says Gemara El Gemara. The real way we know that Ruach HaKodesh appeared in these three places is a tradition that we have in our religion. It has nothing to do with the Pesukim or any proofs from the Pesukim. It's just a tradition that we know that there was Ruach HaKodesh there. All right, we hit the 20-minute